Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Therapy for Monsters.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.
Hi, welcome to your first session. Would you like to start by introducing yourself, sharing a little bit about what brings you here today?
I'm Papa Baron. I've just been so concerned about my family.
Okay, concerned about your family? What's been going on exactly?
Well, a few weeks ago now, we had a break and enter at our property, and, well, ever since then, little Bear's not been the same.
Okay, a break and enter. That doesn't sound good. What happened?
Well, this terrible person, she came in and... Well, she went through and basically ransacked our house. She ate our food, she sat on our chair, she even slept in our beds. Ever since, you little bear, he wakes up in the middle of the night. He checks all the beds, makes sure she's not there. It's devastating. He can't sleep, knowing that someone else was in his bed. And can't even enjoy his food anymore. He just eats it all up so quickly. So worried that someone's gonna come along and eat it while he's waiting around for it to cool.
Oh boy, this fear, it sounds like it's really hitting him hard and interrupting his sleep and even making it so that... Well, he can't even enjoy his food anymore.
That's right, and he won't even sit on his chair anymore, knowing that this thief came in and violated that space.
Yeah, it really came in, and this safe space, this home, was kind of, like you said, violated, and boy, it sounds like it's a lot for him to process and get his mind around.
Yeah, it's not just him, it's Mrs. Bear as well. You know, she's having a real hard time of it. The other night, she gets ready for bed. She goes to lie down. What does she notice? She sees this golden hair on her pillow, just reminding her of what happened. And, boy, it just broke her down. She went. And she was crying and crying. It really just breaks me up seeing that my family is being so destroyed by this thoughtless, horrible thief.
Okay, so it's impacting you a lot as well. Can you tell me a little bit more about how it's got you feeling?
Well, I just feel useless. I feel like, you know, I'm Papa Bear. I'm meant to be the one protecting my family. And I turn my back for 5 minutes. We go out, we're just waiting for our porridge to cool. And I didn't defend the family house. And now my family is suffering because of something that I didn't do. It was my responsibility.
Okay, so you're really beating yourself up about this a lot, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess you could say that, but... You know, it is my responsibility to make sure my family's safe, my family has porridge on the table, because, you know, us bears, we're always eating porridge, you know. It's a staple meal for us. And when I can't provide that safely for my family, when I can't provide, you know, these beds for my family, then what's a bear to do without a nice comfy bed? Are we just expected to sleep in some cave? No, I've got to do better than that. Bears on chairs? Well, what's a bear without a chair? You know, if my family can't safely sit on a chair knowing that some thief hasn't come on and and violated that space, then what sort of polar bear am I? If I can't provide chairs for my bears, safe bedding, and cool porridge that's not being violated and eaten by some thief, then what sort of polar bear am I? I'm a failure of a polar bear.
A failure of a polar bear? That's a really nasty thought going through your head.
It is. It is a nasty thought going through my head. It keeps me up at night. It's just cutting me so deeply.
Now, if we were to name that thought, so say, for example, that, I don't know, this thought was a book, and all these ideas around this thought and all these beliefs and meanings, they were chapters of this book. What title? What do you reckon the book's title would be?
I guess it'll be something like Papa Bear the Failure.
Okay, so Papa Bear the Failure is the title of this book. And what do you reckon the first chapter of that book would be called?
The Violation of Our Safe Space.
Okay, The Violation of Your Safe Space. And what do you reckon the second chapter of the book would be?
I don't know, maybe something like How I Let Down My Family, how I Couldn't Keep Them Safe.
Okay, so the book's titled Papa Bear's Failure. The first chapter is The Violation of Your Safe Space. The second chapter is kind of like how you failed. All right, so this is this book, and this book is in the library of your mind. Now, imagine the library of your mind being full with lots and lots of different books. You know, there's shelves and shelves and shelves of books. I'm wondering, how helpful is it for you to keep going back to this shelf, keep going back to this book, and keep reading these chapters over and over and over and over again?
Well, I guess it's not all that helpful, but, you know, how else am I going to find a way not to repeat the same mistakes again?
Okay, so there's this thought that, you know, I can't repeat the same mistakes again. So what do you reckon, if that was a book, what do you reckon the title of that book would be?
Oh, it'd be something like How to Keep My Family Safe.
Okay, and what do you reckon the first chapter of that book would be?
Ooh, I don't know, it'd be something like How to Keep My Family Safe. It'd be something like, make sure you lock the door when you leave the house, even if it's just for 5 minutes to let the porridge cool.
Okay, so the first chapter of the book, How to Keep Your Family Safe, is going to be, the first chapter is going to be, make sure you lock the door. All right, so what do you reckon the next chapter would be?
Ooh, maybe something like, install a security system so that no one can come in and eat your porridge.
Okay, so the second chapter is going to be called Install a Security System. So first chapter is Lock the Door. Second chapter, Install a Security System. Any other chapters to that book, do you think?
Maybe just something like, support your family. Be there for them. They're upset. And be a good support for your family when things go wrong.
Okay, so the last chapter is Support Your Family. And these chapters all fill up this book on how to keep your family safe.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so you have a couple of books in your mind, don't you, to choose from right now. So you can choose the first book, which was Papa Bear the Failure. How I Failed to Keep My Family Safe. Now, you can read over that book over and over and over again. Or you can pick up the How to Keep Your Family Safe book. What book do you reckon is going to be more helpful to read from right now?
Well, I guess the book that gets me focusing on, you know, how to keep my family safe, what I can do in the future, that's probably going to be the most helpful book to read from.
Okay, so what do you think you can do next time you really just catch yourself reading from the wrong book? What do you reckon you can do in that moment?
Guess I just need to tell myself, you know, Papa Bear, stop reading from that book. Put it back on the shelf in the library in my mind and pick up that other book.
Yeah, okay. And look, you can even visualize in your mind doing that. You can visualize placing that book, Papa Bear the Failure, How I Failed to Keep My Family Safe, placing that book back on that shelf. You can close your eyes, you can visualize yourself doing that, and you can visualize yourself picking up the new book, you know, How to Keep My Family Safe. And you can go over those chapters and you can start acting on that as well and start really kind of, putting into practice some of these ideas. What do you think about that plan?
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan. I guess it's more useful for me to put this energy into reading from the book, you know, How to Keep My Family Safe, rather than reading from the book, Papa Bear the Failure.
All right, sounds like a good plan then, so I'll leave you with it.
Thank you very much.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.